is the spirit of heaviness. There are people who are watching me now. There are women who are watching me now that gets attacked by this spirit oftentimes, that they go and cry in their room and they think it's just crying. It is not just crying. There is a spirit behind it that you have no idea that when your husband comes, you're okay. You are not okay. There is a spirit that is going to destroy you and your husband, your marriage, your finances, even your children. Somebody say out.
Out.
You need to understand this. You must know how demons work. They don't work alone. Demons are familiar spirits. If they attack you and they cease working, they go out and go other friends. So the other friends will bring in the spirit of destruction, the spirit of lack, the spirit of fear. There's other spirits will come and will begin to attack you. Am I talking to somebody here? Now, let me share with you. So how do you know you have been attacked by the spirit of heaviness? What is to be heavy? Heaviness is when you just feel like something, you know, there are moments where you actually feel like something is wrong. Sometimes you don't feel comfortable. You just feel something not okay. There is a heaviness, and it can manifest in the following ways. Number one, sorrow. Say sorrow. This is when now the spirit takes advantage over an unfortunate situation that has happened in the family. Maybe death. Someone has died in the family. Now, I do know that you have to be sorrowful. It's normal. We cry for our beloved. But you must be very careful, because through that, a spirit of heaviness can come in and destroy you. This is why a lot of people, a lot of women or men who, if you have seen a lot of men and women, if their husband dies, 80% of women will not take long. They also follow. And sometimes if the child dies, the mom will not take long. She will also follow. And sometimes if the wife dies, the husband will not take long. The husband will follow. I'm not saying all the time. That's why I said 80%, meaning there's a 20% survival. But why this happens, it is because of heaviness. The spirit of sorrow. You are sorrowful. Not only that, this spirit also can manifest through disappointment. Number one, sorrow. Two, what? Disappointment. What you've is called in the relationships, marriages, breakups, whatever you may call them. But disappointments can happen through relationships, can happen through the hopes you had over a particular project, career. You thought they'll pick you and they didn't pick you. You thought you would pass the competition, you didn't pass it. Listen to me. If you are not careful, the spirit of heaviness can attack you through a disappointment. You'll find yourself heavy. You'll find yourself heavy. And some even cry. Why are you crying? What is wrong? A message in the phone. It's okay to cry. Crying is normal. But I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now. These things become so spiritual. You'll be living with a spiritual man who has been crying and is your boyfriend. You'll be living with a woman that has been attacked by spirits because she has been crying. And when she meets you, she pretends as if she is okay. You must be very careful. We need to clean spiritually our environments. Demons are real. And I want you to hear this. Demons are real. So number one, this spirit can manifest through sorrow. Number two, disappointment. Number three, rejection. Say rejection. Say again, say rejection. This spirit can manifest through rejection. You begin to start being, you start feeling rejected. Before you know it, the heaviness starts. Listen to me. If I'm talking to you now, I want to address this to you. Be careful. Because the reason why the enemy will make people reject you, it is because he wants you to feel rejected. He wants you to feel unwanted, unappreciated. And it is through this that the devil and his spirits and demons can find a way and you can start being heavy. That's why the Bible says, God shall replace that spirit with the garment of praise. He shall remove that disappointment. He shall remove that sorrow. He shall remove that rejection so that God can be exalted and glorified with what he's going to do over your life. Somebody raise up a hand and say, receive it. The spirit of heaviness can manifest. Be careful. It looks fun. Looks okay. But be very careful. Sorrow. Disappointment. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. Even in business. Imagine you put money there expecting profits and no profits. And you become so heavy. I want to pray tonight. Wherever there is heaviness, there shall be a garment of praise. Rejection. You will start feeling rejection. You will start feeling abandoned. You start feeling no one loves you. You must be very careful because that's how the spirit of heaviness attacks people. Another point, anxiety. It's anxiety. What is anxiety? Panic attacks. Panic attacks. Will it work? See, what I'm talking now to somebody who's watching me, it may look like, what is he talking about? But listen, I'm talking. I'm a major prophet. And God told me, he said, somebody's hearing you. You see, panic attacks, uncertainties, where you don't know what will happen around you. And it comes like, what will happen? What will take place? Before you know it, you begin to have anxiety. You are anxious. You are anxious. You see, we may all be anxious in one way or another. But this one comes like a spirit and causes heaviness. We want to rebuke the enemy tonight because that project will go through. Amen. That business you've been working on and planning is going to happen. That restoration will take place. That healing is going to happen. By the name of Jesus, there will be no more spirit of heaviness. Because where there was heaviness, God will perform a miracle that shall make you praise the name of God. If you believe, say, I believe, prophet. Let's go into another point. Regrets. 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 Regrets is one example of the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness. There are people now who are regretting why they married this woman. I am regretting why I married this man. There are people now who are regretting over the decisions they did or they took. There are people who are regretting their moments now. You must be very careful because God does not like the spirit of heaviness. Those regrets can cause a lot of harm than good. I don't care what you found yourself in, but I want to tell you something. There is hope for you. There is hope for you. There are people now who are so heavy because they're regretting. Anger. Another point. Anger. Anger is the spirit of heaviness. Say anger. Say again. Say anger. There are people who are born again, spirit-filled and prayerful, but they have got a problem. They get irritated easily. They get angry quickly. It is a spirit. You can call it whatever you may call it, but it is a spirit. You have a spirit of heaviness. It can manifest through crying. It can manifest through regrets. And you know what? This is how you know it's a spirit. Is this. How you know it's a spirit is this. Last week, you regretted. Next month, another regret. How do you know it's a spirit? It will follow you. You are disappointed. You are disappointed again. You did this business. It never worked. You tried this one. It never worked. You tried this. It never worked. Because that spirit of disappointment is following you, so you can remain heavy. That's how you know there is a spirit that I'm working against here. So the spirit of heaviness can manifest through sorrow. It will be sorrow after sorrow, or regrets after regrets, crying after crying. It is a spirit. It comes to manifest. And when it is manifesting, it must find a way either through crying. When I'm casting demons, if you see me casting out demons, one common factor you will see on demons when they are manifesting is either they are screaming or they are angry. You see them actually angry against the man of God. All those are manifestations of spirits, anger. Or you see them crying, literally crying. That's how they manifest. Now imagine you are here or you're watching me, but there is a heaviness in you that can manifest through anger, can manifest through crying, can manifest through disappointment. You're always disappointed. I'm here to command that spirit and demon that they are leaving you and they are leaving your home. They are leaving your children. They are leaving your family. They are leaving your marriage, your finances, your career. I bind them in the name of Jesus. And I command them to leave you now and to go out and never come again. Somebody say amen. Amen. The spirit of heaviness. Now. So what is it? So can manifest through what? Anger. Can manifest through what? Sorrow. Crying. Can manifest through what? Anxiety. Rejection. Are you following? Disappointment. They can also manifest through despair. Despair means no hope. How do you know you are attacked by the spirit of heaviness? As I'm speaking now, you have no hope. That it will work, there is no hope. That your life will change, there is no hope. As I'm talking now, for that issue to happen, there is no hope. These things look so simple, but it is a spirit of heaviness manifesting through no hope, through despair. Can you imagine where there is no hope? Everything you do, all the times, there is no hope. It doesn't work. No matter the efforts you put, no matter the current you push, there is always no hope. Because you are dealing with a spirit. There's a spirit of heaviness. All what the spirit wants is you to be heavy, to be sad or to be disappointed or to feel somehow, but the spirit is on you. There is a demon of heaviness, but I'm standing here as your prophet and I am announcing from now onwards, God will embarrass that demon. There shall be a new story happening around you, a new story happening around your business, a new story happening around your finances, upon your children. I hear breakthrough. I hear praise. Somebody say, garment of praise. The spirit of heaviness can manifest through despair. You wake up in the morning, there is no hope. As I'm speaking to you now, some of you have been applying for jobs and you can't get one because the spirit of heaviness is upon you. All what this spirit wants is you to be begging, you to be in lack, you to be suffering, you to have no money, so you can remain heavy, so you can have questions without answers. It is a spirit we are dealing with. It's not a situation as we think. It is not a job as we think. It is not a relationship as we think. It is not a marriage as we think. There is a spirit here. And we need to command the spirit to leave. The moment it will leave, the moment it will go, the moment it will pack and leave, immediately you shall have a testimony. And you shall praise the name of God. And you shall be called the plantings of Jehovah. Am I talking to somebody here? Somebody say the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness. I bind you now. I command you out of my life. I command you out of my relationship, of my finances. In the name of Jesus, I command you out. Paraga zute kevrara. The spirit of heaviness. I'm talking now. Somebody just be disappointed. As I'm talking now, someone has got a lot of things going on in the mind. But be careful, because those things, the more you are keeping them, the more the enemy is finding a way to destroy you. Anxiety, disappointment, crying, rejection, despair. All these are signs of the spirit of heaviness. These are manifestations. They can manifest to someone differently. To another person is crying. To another person, despair. They have no hope. Everything they do, there is no hope. To other person, their spirit can manifest through disappointment. They are always disappointed. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business, whether it's a deal, they are always disappointed. To other people, the same spirit can manifest through rejection. It is always rejection. To other people, it manifests through the spirit of death in the family. Another one will die now, another one next week, another one next year, another one, they are just crying. It is a spirit we are dealing with. It is beyond you. You cannot stop it. We have to remove it. Another sign, depression. Say depression. Depression. As I'm talking now, there's somebody here watching me and is taking depression pills. I'm telling you, depression, listen, there's no medication for depression. They can just give you to calm it down. They can calm it down. The medication they give you is to calm it down. It's not to cast it out. Depression can never be cured by doctors. Never. The medication is just to calm you down. To calm you down. And they have side effects. The medication. Sometimes they may actually make you angry. So what they do, when they give you the medication, the spirit now just comes down and manifests differently. They even write on side effects, anger. Sometimes just irritated. I'm telling you the truth. So the spirit will just come down on causing heaviness. It will just now begin to manifest in another direction. This is why, if you are no longer depressed, you have all reasons to thank God. Amen. It is not easy to walk out. If you walked out, raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. It is not easy to walk out of depression. It's not easy. It's the spirit of heaviness. So as you take your medication, I want you to believe that God can deliver you tonight. God can heal you now. Depression can never be cured. Can just be calmed down. That's why people who are having depression, they may have depression now. It may disappear for 5 years. It will come again. Somebody say, not me.
Not me.
No. You're not serious. Say it again. Say, not me. Come on, say it again, say, not me.
Not me.
Say, I command depression.
I command depression.
With his spirit of heaviness.
Out of my life.
It is a spirit of heaviness. And we need to remove it. We need to remove it. We need to remove it.
Amen.
One time I was commanding a spirit of heaviness. And I saw how it looks like. It looks like a monkey with a lot of stones, carrying a lot of stones. The demon of depression. Hey, if it attacks you, you will feel stones on your head. You're very heavy. We command that spirit now.
Amen.
From you, from your children,
yes.
From your generation.
Yes.
Not again. Somebody say, not again.
Not again.
Are you following?
Yes.
Another manifestation is suicide. Suicidal thoughts. How we have even those people who are actually, you may be so shocked. Even people in this studio, like us, sometimes I feel like you just die. Hey. To where? Dying the way. You think there is peace where you go? The way. So God is useless to keep you alive. Like, no, I want to die. I have people now who ever thought that, not long time ago, some just 2 years ago, some last year, some even this, like, sometimes I just feel like I should die. Do you know what you just said is a serious matter? Do you know that statement is too spiritual? It is a good sign for every spiritual man or prophet who is talking to you to realize that your life is in danger. You are surrounded by spirits. And it is not only you, the spirit of suicide will manifest through. The spirit of suicide does not only manifest to say, I want to die. No. It even kills what you do. It is a spirit of death and destruction. The spirit of suicide comes with a master spirit called Abaddon. There's a name called Abaddon. A spirit that makes a person feel heavy. And the person starts feeling, I want to just die. But this spirit is a spirit of destruction. It destroys everything around you, kills everything around you. And for you to know you have it, it now even enters you and it says, kill yourself. And you're like, I just want to die. Like, what did you just say? You know what? Me, I just want to die. I'm tired. You, where are you running? I'm tired with life. You are what? And some of you now, if you may look behind, the things you said you want to die for, they're actually useless. Like, I want to die for that boy. Like, I want to die because of a girlfriend. I just want to die. And now, you want to die again for that woman. Because of a job, they didn't even pick you. And they were even paying the money which people were paying. Being paid the little money. If I may ask you again, like, do you want to still die for that? You'll be like, no. That's how you know it was a what? A spirit. But are you free from it? Or you just continued, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The spirit is some way. It's like you took medication for depression. The spirit just calmed it down. But it's through there. It is killing everything around you. It is a spirit of Abaddon. The spirit of suicide. The spirit of death and destruction. You may not know it, but there's a demon of heaviness that's causing or that caused you to think in that way. No wonder we have people in church who don't even know why things are not moving somehow. Because even if God gives you a miracle, that spirit goes and kills it. To God, he gave you a breakthrough. But where is it? It's not there. Because when it was being born, the spirit of darkness killed it. I'm telling you, when it was being born, it was killed. You must know these things now. You know your Bible. You know your Bible. When Daniel was answered, when the answer was coming, the answer was there, but the demon was stopping it. Am I talking to you? Yes. Apostle Paul said, I was on my way. God told Paul to go and preach. As after God opening the way, Satan stopped by the border. Am I talking to you? You need to know that actually God can answer, but your answer can be stopped. You need to know that. So we have people who they actually don't know. Miracles came over their lives, but the devil what? The suicide spirit killed everything. These are manifestations of the spirit of what? Heaviness. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Heaviness is a spirit. It can manifest through crying. I'm not saying when you cry, it's a heaviness. No, I'm saying it will repeat again. You cried last time, you will cry again, you will cry again. That's how you now know that this is beyond crying. It is a spirit. Disappointment. It's not like you want to be disappointed. You will. But I'm saying you are disappointed. Another disappointment. Another disappointment. And you tried this. It never worked. Despair. No hope. Everything you do, there is no hope. You put your hands into this thing. It won't work. There's a spirit of heaviness so you can remain heavy. Rejection. You're always rejected. Even if you submit a tender, they'll reject it. I'm telling you. Even if you do this, they'll reject it. You try this, they reject it. It's a rejection. You need to know, if it happened once, I have no problem with it. But when it is happening, you know, occasionally, now you must be worried. I need deliverance. The spirit of heaviness must come out. I'm telling you, some of these things, you may actually not even know how the devil operates. But these are spirits of darkness that are sent by the devil to destroy the church, to destroy God's people. And by the mighty name of Jesus, we command them from now. They will not work around you. They will not operate in your house. They will not operate in your finances. They will not operate in your marriage. They will not operate over your miracle. We bind them now. Somebody say, bind them. I command them out. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? How do they manifest? Depression. Regrets. Anxiety. Crying. How do they also operate? Diseases. The spirit of heaviness also operates through diseases such as arthritis. Nobody should lie to you. I know how arthritis happens scientifically. I can actually explain to you. All right. We all know that it's an issue to do with your synovial fluid that gets dried up in your ligaments scientifically. And when there's no fluid, there's enough of fluid on your ligaments, on the joints, they begin to crack. It's dry. But science will not tell you what dries them up. So your bone and your other bone, they meet. Where they meet, there must be a fluid. And you don't feel pain because there's a fluid. But when that fluid is dried up, they begin to crack. So scientifically, they will just tell you that it's finished. But they won't tell you what caused it to finish. Why other people is there? Why you is gone? In Proverbs 15, verse 13, New King James Version. Therefore, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. In King James Version, it says what?
A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken.
I read again.
A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken.
What's broken?
The spirit is broken.
The spirit
is broken.
Broken. Now, I want to just show you this. All right? This scripture, we just read it now. I want you to see this. When you check in other versions, it talks about heartache. Check NIV.
A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit.
Again.
A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit.
In Proverbs 17, verse 22, the Bible says,
a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
Now, wait a minute. I just want you to see this. Now, well, wait. I told you, right, that arthritis is a problem that is caused by the dryness of what? Or the snow of your fruit in the joints. Now the Bible says what dries it up? It says a crushed spirit dries up the bones. You wake up in the morning, your bones are gone. Ah, as I said to you, I have prayed for many people of arthritis, but the best healing is after I pray for them, I tell them that never again stress. Never again stress. In fact, many diseases are caused by stress. Doctors can tell you this. Many diseases are caused by stress. By heaviness, the devil can destroy you. Like, oh, major one, I'm watching, I have arthritis. Praise be to God. I command that spirit to leave you. And for you to know that it was a spirit, try to stand up and walk. In the name of Jesus, it's gone. New fluid will begin to appear on every fiber of your bone. In the name of Jesus. Another thing that makes a person know that I have a spirit of heaviness is reproach. It's a reproach. 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 Things that happen around you just to humble you. Things will happen around you just to reduce you, to make you look small. It is a deadly manifestation of a demon of heaviness. Can you imagine, as beautiful as you are, as good as you are, You use a phone that only charges at night. During the day, can't charge. I don't know for what reasons. I'm just using this as an example. That, can you imagine that the devil can even reduce you, even the house you are staying? You are reduced. Even if we give you money, trust you, we give you a lot of money, you start having money after 2 years. That spirit, for you to know that it's a spirit, you will go back to zero. Because all it wants is to make you be reproached. People to laugh at you. People to scorn at you. People to say, look at him. Look at her. It is a spirit, I'm telling you. We need to command it to go. Jesus said, watch and pray. Let me give you a scripture. This spirit was following King David. In Psalm 69, verse 20, the Bible says, reproach has broken my heart. Imagine. Can you read it for me, Har?
Reproach has broken my heart.
What broke is that?
Reproach. And I am full of heaviness.
Okay.
And I looked for someone, for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none.
Can you imagine? Ever heard people like that? Saying, no one is there for me. Who do you want to be there for you? It's a spirit. No one will come. You think anyone will come? No one will show up. It will crush you. The Bible says that when it comes on you, it says, and I'm full of heaviness. Reproach. Your life is a mess. You have a lot of bills to pay. A lot of debts to pay. And now, what they want them to do now is to repossess so that you can be reproached. You must be very careful, because if you will not deal with this devil, if you will not deal with this heaviness, they'll come again after you. It is a spirit. You to be reproached. People to laugh at you. And then the same spirit will come and say, look now, look at your friends. They are doing better than you. They are doing it better than you. Now you begin to look at your friends. You begin to compare yourself. You begin now you are gone now. Now if you are so heavy now, like, it is a spirit that we must command to go. If this spirit will not be removed, your life will remain the way it is. It is the spirit that is manifesting to make sure you feel this way. But by the power and by the name of Jesus, I stand in agreement with you. I command and we command.
Yes.
This demon will not have power and audacity again. We rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. We uproot him from his roots. And we command him to go to the sea.
Yes.
And never come again.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus. By the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. That this spirit now packs and goes. Packs and goes. Packs and goes. Packs and goes. In the name of Jesus. Karabahanda. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
every manifestation, every manifestation, every manifestation of this spirit, I bind you now. I rebuke you now. I command you to go. I command you to go. In Jesus' name. Our overflowing Johannesburg, are you hearing this? Somebody say, Jesus. Say, that's my boss. Hallelujah. Say, every manifestation of this spirit in my life, I officially close the door for you. Another manifestation is sadness. Sadness. Let me read the scripture for you. Nehemiah 2:2. Can you read it for me?
Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing that thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid.
Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad? Sadness. You are just sad. sad. I asked someone, I said, hey, why are you always look sad? I said, Papa, that's how I am. I said, it's not how you are. It's a spirit. I said, that's how I am. I said, huh? He said, that's how I am. Papa, everybody asked me that. It's how I was born. I said, no. 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 I said, stand up. Stood up. I touched the head. What do you think happened? Things spoke. I said, leave me alone. I said, go. The spirit left. From that day until today, this person is always jovial, happy. I'm like, there's a garment of praise now. I'm like, what's happening? The person thought this is how they are. I said, everybody asks me. I told them that's how I am. Someone can relate, actually, is watching me now. Someone can relate, like, people think that's, no, it's a spirit. Another point. Let's go another point quickly. Continued problems. These problems don't stop. How you know there's a spirit of heaviness? Continued problems. As you are solving this problem, another one. As you are dealing with this other one, another one. Because all what the spirit wants is you to feel heavy. But as I said, and I'm saying again, I rebuke this spirit now. And I command you in the name of Jesus. You are leaving this person now. And you are going out. Somebody say, come out. Continue the problems. They are just there. You've been trying to solve this problem for a long time. It's still there. Persisting, continued problem. You see, there are people who actually think because they are living good, they are giving in church, they are praying, they are tithing, they are fasting, they are men of God, they are women of God, problems won't come to them. It's a lie. Problems will not stop coming to you because you're a good man or because you're a man of God. Problems will stop coming to you because you know your authority in Christ. You know how to talk to them. You know how to address your problems. You know how to address that Satan. You know how to address him and put him in a place where he belongs. Am I talking to you? Yes. You have to know the language. You have to know it. You think he doesn't want to go to heaven? He does, but he's rebuked by angels. Am I talking to you? Do you know when Moses died that he even came to take the body of Moses? As Moses, as anointed as that man was, the devil had the audacity to come and take his body during the funeral. And imagine who was burying Moses. The Bible says God himself is the one who dug the grave. And it is him himself who attended the funeral. No one was allowed. It was only God, creator of heaven and earth. He was the one who dug and he was about to bury him. And the devil came to say, I want to take the body. And what did God do? God did nothing. But the angel who was there, the Bible said, he said, I rebuke you, Satan. Am I talking to you? He only knows that language. You must rebuke him. You must tear him out of my finances, out of my marriage, out. The only language he understands and hears is to be rebuked. I rebuke you now. Somebody say, I rebuke you now. I command you out. Say in the name of Jesus. Come out! That's the only language the devil. In fact, as we're talking now, he just left somebody's relationship. He just left somebody's mind. He just left somebody's heart. Somebody's finances. Say it again, it's out! Karaka parada.